From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president is under fire for his reaction to a race-based confrontation. Three people were killed in violence Saturday at a white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, and in a helicopter crash that police linked to the protest. At a news conference, Virginia's Governor Terry McAuliffe said the right-wing protesters are not the patriots they claim to be. McAuliffe declared a state of emergency after fights broke out between armor-clad, shield-carrying white nationalist demonstrators and similarly armed counter-protesters in Charlottesville. President Donald Trump, speaking from New Jersey, condemned the violence there.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
Those words "on many sides" have drawn criticism, with even some members of the president's own political party criticizing him for not explicitly blaming white separatists for the violence. That is something the Charlottesville mayor, Michael Signor, did do.
It is brought here by outsiders, and it's brought here by people who belong in the trash heap of history with these ideas. They're going to be in the trash heap of history. This day will not define us. We will define this day by the story that we continue to tell tomorrow, and the tomorrow after that, the week after that, and the year after that.
Shortly after the rally had been canceled in Charlottesville, a car rammed into people in a street as they left a counter-protest. A 32-year-old woman was killed. About two dozen other people were injured. The FBI, the U.S. Justice Department, Civil Rights Division, and the U.S. Attorney's Office have opened a civil rights investigation into the deadly car ramming. This is